if police take property at a possible crime scene that is worth less than $50,000, they would need a criminal conviction in order to keep it if the bill is passed. Members of law enforcement say there are already safeguards in place when it comes to civil asset forfeiture. For example, a judge needs to agree that the property was part of a crime before police can keep it. Robert Stevenson is with the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police.
The case that they want to talk about is maybe something that they perceive is an overreach, but that's few and far between, and the typical citizen is well protected.
But supporters say the bill wouldn't prevent the police from doing anything, and it protects the rights of citizens. I'm Shayna Roth at the State Capitol.